You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. Alexander Solzhenitsyn has died near Moscow at the age of 89. The Russian writer and dissident, whose works delivered a damning indictment of the communist system, spent years in labor camps before being denounced as a traitor and exiled. He lived for decades in the United States, in Vermont, and the only book that he was permitted to have published in the Soviet Union is One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich, and it is a slender volume.
Yeah, it's tiny.
And Alexander Solzhenitsyn is not known for slender volumes, but this one book caused an extraordinary change in Soviet literature and in the sense of confrontation with the Soviet government. Solzhenitsyn was the voice of that confrontation for a very, very long time. Here he is speaking in 1994.
I do not intend to take any post, whether in the government, neither by appointment nor by election.
When the Soviet Union fell, Solzhenitsyn was asked to be in the government. You hear him there refusing, and he maintained throughout his period when he returned to Russia and actually lived there as a critic of the government, that the Soviet Union, that Russia, despite its denunciation of Stalinism, had never approached democracy. We're joined by Archie Barron, whose acclaimed BBC documentary, The Homecoming, followed Solzhenitsyn on his return to Moscow after a 20-year exile living in New England here in the United States. Archie, thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
Describe the character of Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who returned to Russia at a moment when really the sense of him having achieved a certain kind of spiritual victory over the Soviet communism was at its peak.
Well, I think that's right in terms of spiritual victory. What you've got to remember is when he went home, here is a man who was born in 1918, just a few months after the revolution, who lived through the worst excesses of Stalinism, who fought bravely in the Second World War, who was denounced and exiled. And all of that time, he'd said, communism will fall because it's morally corrupt and society will find it unsustainable. And at that time, in the 70s and the 80s, you know, that was a fact of life, that two worlds, East and West, and everyone thought he was mad. He was vindicated. He was right. The communism did implode. So when he went home, he was in many ways a prophet. He had foreseen it, and an awful lot of people expected extraordinary things of him. But he was a man in his mid-late 70s. He was a man who was a writer and not a politician. And he was a man who used the power of the pen and great force of character, but was not going to be a political leader. So his homecoming to a Russia that, though free, was far from a utopia, was always going to be an unusual and difficult one.
How did he view his Nobel Prize? I mean, he, in many ways, it seemed in his speech and in his petitions to the Soviet government that he was more concerned about what communism was doing to the reputation of Russian literature as much as any other critique he had.
Well, what you've got to understand about Russia is that literature is not an add-on. It's not a luxury. It's a sort of thrilling pulse of society. When we were traveling back with Solzhenitsyn, we went from Vladivostok to Moscow, 2 months on the train across Siberia to some of the most remote parts of Siberia. And we turn up in little villages, and there were people who had kept copies of One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich, or the huge multi-volume Gulag Archipelago, hidden in Soviet times. They'd been smuggled into them, and they had them for signature. And they came and they asked him questions about literature. And they asked me, as a British filmmaker, they would ask me questions like, what is the state of literature in your country? So the status of literature is huge. And Solzhenitsyn, like Tolstoy and Dostoevsky, the real giant, and writers in Russian society were people with enormous moral powers of persuasion, and they had a following that was part political, part spiritual, and moral.
And there really is no successor in Russia right now. Archie Barron, thank you so much for joining us. Archie Barron is a documentary maker who made the award-winning documentary about Solzhenitsyn's return to Russia after 20 years of exile in Vermont. Archie Barron.